You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, Jonathan Mayo here, along with Jim Cowles from MLBPipeline.com. We're talking Arizona Fall League, now underway, where all 30 major league organizations send their best prospects to get ready for the next level of baseball. The Cleveland Indians have done so again, sending their prospects to the Scottsdale Scorpions gym. And I know that you want to talk about a former first rounder with a ton of bat speed.
Yeah, I don't even know if a ton of bat speed does Clint Frazier justice. I thought he had the most electric bat in the 2013 draft. He went number 5 overall, signed for $3.5 million. I think one of the more interesting side stories in Arizona Fall League this season, it seems like you can't talk about Clint Frazier without talking about Austin Meadows with the Pirates. They both grew up playing for rival high schools in Loganville, Georgia. They both were top 10 picks in the 2013 draft. Now they're both in the AFL. Frazier had a really nice year this year, playing in high class A at age 20, hit 285 with 16 home runs, you know, showing off that incredible bat speed. You know, he's still kind of hyper-aggressive, I think, is the best way to put it at the plate. He struck out 125 times, 133 games, so he needs to still refine that approach a little bit, but he did make some progress compared to 2014. He's got some solid speed, he's got some arm strength. I think it's still to be determined whether he can wind up in center field or if he, you know, more of a right fielder. But he's definitely has some athleticism to go with that exciting bat.
You know, it's overall just continuing to do what I did during the season that made me successful towards the end, and, you know, come out here and try to develop a stronger routine and a more advanced approach at the plate, and, you know, overall just have fun with the guys I'm with right now.
I'm going to go from the draft to international signing and talk about Yandy Diaz, a Cuban defector the Indians signed back in 2013 for $300,000, and so far they've gotten a pretty good return on that investment. He's put in two very good seasons with the bat. He's a very good hitter with a really advanced approach, tremendous on-base skills. I think the big question with Yandy Diaz is, how much power is he going to have? There is some strength. There should be some power in the future. Maybe if he can learn to, you know, pull balls on the inner half a little bit more, get away a little tiny bit from this contact-oriented approach. It's one of the things that perhaps he's working on in the Arizona Fall League. He's going to need to hit for more power if he's really going to fit the profile of a corner infielder.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.